Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. The opening night screening of this year's Berkshire International Film Festival is A Man with Soul, The Impact of Kenneth Cole. The documentary will screen at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts at 7 p.m. on the first day of the festival. Designer and activist Kenneth Cole and Emmy and Tony Award-winning director Dori Berenstein will be at the Mehewi for a Q&A following the film with BIFF board member Mary Mott. Global fashion designer and social activist Kenneth Cole has put cause before commerce for 40 years. His commitment to HIV/AIDS, homelessness, LGBTQAI+ rights, social justice, and mental health has built coalitions and inspired action for good. It is my honor to welcome Kenneth Cole to the roundtable this morning. How are you? Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, sir. Happy to be here at this not so roundtable.
How did it come to be that this documentary was created?
So, you know, I had known Dori for a while, and Dori had inquired if I'd be interested in telling the story. And I didn't realize this was the story at the end she was going to tell. I thought it was going to be a little more of a fashion-specific story, but that isn't the road she went down. And I think it's great, and I trusted her intentions were sincere and honorable, very, very difficult. It's the first time I've embarked upon a creative project without creative oversight. So I had therapy to help me through this, and I yielded and allowed her to do it. And I saw the film for the first time in its entirety, the same time an audience did, which was so that's how the story came to be. And it's a story in its entirety that even my family never really knew, because everybody knew parts, but they never saw it come full circle. When I bumped into Dori at the time, we were just really starting down the building of the Mental Health Coalition and certain of these specific initiatives within. And there was a chance to show the arc creating of ultimately the concept and then ultimately the realizing the impact that connects to it. Our story is not about a company that has committed to all these causes. I don't really look at it that way. I feel that our social impact is embedded into the business model. It's a nuance, but it's a distinctive difference. And everybody in the business, in the for-profit business, somehow interacts and engages with the not-for-profit enterprise, which exists also within our offices. And we give a lot of pro bono support to it, and it has some of its own dedicated staff. So the business, I think everybody feels better for it. They feel it. What they're doing is bigger than what it would be in the ordinary course and what appears to be on the outside looking in. And then the not-for-profit, which is a 501c3, the Health Coalition exists here, again, has some dedicated staff. They have their own very clear deliverables agenda, and it's also all transparent and a very clear sense of making material impact in the communities that we're looking to serve. Each operate together, but apart. And I do believe that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
When you did see the film with an audience, if you can flash back to before you did watched it, how were you feeling about seeing the movie, seeing so much of what you'd said on screen, seeing your whole career summarized in an hour and a half, a little bit more than an hour and a half? What did you feel like beforehand? And what did you feel like during and after?
It's a little odd, but in some ways, I don't know that it's my whole career at Sour Justify It. But I think it's the social impact commitment that I've made, which is unique. And hopefully there are lessons here that others can take from it. Some probably better than others. I was under the seat for part of it, part of the screening, but the part that I was totally present for, I think I felt good about it. And I think that it was clearly a shared commitment. It was an entire organization that was inspired and motivated and committed and realized the individual and the incremental individual and collective value that we were creating every day. So it was good. It was good seeing it all come together, and it was good seeing people react to it in a meaningful, positive way.
When you look back on where you found the confidence and knowledge to go forward with your business, applying your ads, et cetera, to many helpful campaigns throughout history, How did you find that confidence? How did you have the wherewithal to know to do that? What pushed you to make this such a part of your life?
You know, in the fashion business, it's in the ordinary course, you sit back on a regular basis and you assess what's happening in the world and what's your place in it and where, how do you have a reason to exist? And to what degree can you add value or where, and in some cases it's where should you not be as much as where should you be? Where can you be? So it's something that we do in the ordinary course in my job. And I came to believe very early on that if I can have a relationship with people that's bigger than, that's more about what's on your mind rather than what's on your body, more about what you stand for rather than what you stand in, then ultimately the rest will come and the relationship will be so much more meaningful and so much more sustainable. And I came to believe that very early on in the business. And we launched initiatives. We spoke about projects that were pervasive and were, you know, front and center in everybody's conversations and everybody's lives. And I found myself very fortunate to be able to do it, you know, with public company money, because much of my career, we were a public company. So I was using a lot of the public company's resources to invest in these social impact projects. And I consider myself very fortunate that I could do it. And I had to somehow, and I believed wholeheartedly, and I was confronted on occasion that this was in fact the right thing for the business over time. And I was doing it before the company went public, and I was doing it after we went private again. It just felt like it was the right thing to do. It's not something that's usually quantifiable. You can't really show it. You can't show how it improves sales. If it even improves sales, I can often show that it doesn't hurt sales. I can't necessarily show that it increases sales. But a lot of it is intuitive, and you know, we didn't have a lot of the tech capabilities we have today to really assess likes and retweets and levels of engagement today that we didn't have then. So, but a lot of it was intuitive, and I was kind of out in the world, and I was interacting with the people who were interacting with the brand, and I just had an intuitive sense that it was that we were on the right track.
We also find in the film, if one didn't know before, that your family is very involved in the company and your endeavors and the social justice work that you all do. What has that meant to you to have your family by your side as you proceed on this journey?
I mean, that's been a big part of it. So it's something we all try to do and how to make them part of the journey. And I think being successful today is something everybody juggles. And what does success look like? What does it feel like? It's arguably at least three-legged stool. And I think if you're professionally accomplishing what you set out to, you're realizing financial rewards that go with it, but you're miserable at home and you have kids and they're not happy, you have a family and it's not working, or you don't have any of the above, then you're going to have a hard time justifying the first part. And then if you got everything working at home, but you can't make ends meet, you're not reaching your career goals, objectives, you're going to, at the end of the day, you're going to have a hard time sleeping at night. So, and in my case, I felt community impact, creating the greater community and it was an important third leg of the stool. So, and I have found the best way to do that is to engage each with each other. And typically most in the social initiatives that I do involve corporate, the business platform. And if I can bring my family into it in certain ways, then that's better still. It's the best case scenario, rather than try to deal with each objective individually.
You mentioned at the end of the film that you call out the fact that AI and social media and connection around the world is advancing at such a pace that you're not sure what we'll all be doing in even a couple of years. How do you try to keep your work and attention ready for those changes while continuing on the mission you want to achieve?
I think that is a very good question that we're all asking ourselves. And I think there's going to be a lot of casualties from AI. A lot of efficiencies are going to be created, a lot less need for human capital, human resources. that intellectual resources will overwhelm. But I do think if you can become relatively fluent to the degree one can in this new tech evolution, then I think you'll be on the front end of this. So, and I do think jobs are going to go away, but the people who are not somewhat comfortable and fluent in the use of the AI universe and resources, those will survive and those will thrive, arguably, right now. So that's the case that I make when asked to.
What are you working on now that you'd like to, you know, shine some light on at the moment?
You know, we're launching women's in the company. We're reprioritizing women's, which was how I started the business, and then which we're excited about. And my daughter is driving that. And we're working on some mental health initiatives, which are very exciting, that I think will could change the face of the inherent trauma that's been institutionalized today based upon what's happening in the world. And we're very focused ultimately on helping people access resources to normalize some sense of normalization in their lives, which is easier said today than done, than not.
The opening night screening of this year's Berkshire International Film Festival, A Man with Soul, The Impact of Kenneth Cole, will show at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. BIFMA.org for tickets or to learn about other festival offerings. Kenneth Cole, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This was great, Sarah.
This year's Berkshire International Film Festival runs May 29th through June 1st. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.